then so be it. He taught me that if I want to wear a mohawk at 44, then so be it. He gave me permission to be who I was. But if I was still broke, I would never have gotten him, because he would have never looked at the last one. There's some of you in this place that can't figure out why God's not breaking you out of some situations. It's because you won't deal with you. After we got married, see, I cry every time I tell the story, because I can't tell you. God is not a mean father. God is a good father. He is not punishing you for anything that you're doing. Because once you surrender everything over to him, once you truly withholding nothing, I surrender. When you really get to that place where you say, God, I'm not going to just take 2 steps forward and 20 back. I'm going to stay the firm. I'm going to stay and let you heal me everywhere I hurt. After we got married, about a week, my hands had worked so well for 7 years taking that trash out. But for some reason, this Tuesday was the first Tuesday that I was Miss Pothier, and I wanted him to take the trash out, and I wanted him to read my mind. I woke up mad because I knew he wasn't going to read my mind, but I wanted him. My daddy did it. Why can't he do it? Tuesday morning, I walk in. He said, good morning, beautiful. He is the happiest man on the planet. No coffee, no talkie. I had to get free from that, because he'd walk in and he'd be like, good morning, beautiful. I'd be like. And on that Tuesday, I heard the trash can truck coming. Beep, beep. You could hear it all the way to the town hall. And I walk in and he said, it's a beautiful day, ain't it, baby? And I said, mm-hmm. Beep, beep. That trash can truck went and left. I went into the war room and I said, get him, God. Get your son. He said, girl, you better get yourself straight. He said, because you better change your delivery. Because a woman can make or break a man. A woman can destroy a man's self-esteem. You can take everything away from this man. You ain't got to say nothing. Just keep slamming those cabinets. That's all. The next Tuesday, I hear the trash can truck coming. Beep, beep, beep. I walk in the kitchen. He said, good morning, beautiful. I said, good morning, baby. He said, isn't it a beautiful Tuesday? And I said, it sure is. And you are the sexiest trash can taker outer I've ever seen in my life. He was running to everybody's neighbor trying to get the trash. And at that very moment, I heard the Lord say, see? It matters. You matter. You. If I'd have had my combat boots on, I'd run all the way around the building. But these stupid heels, who wants these? They going bye-bye. How many of you in this room right now can say, I feel it? I feel it's time for the shift. I'm tired of lying to myself. As we close in here tonight, the Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord. Plans to bless you and not harm you. There's some of you in this place, and you've had your poor husband sleeping in the guest room for the last 6 months. You ain't made love to him because you act like it's gold down there. So anytime he does anything to you that you don't like, you clamp your legs.
Yeah, come on now.
If you turn us all over, we all look the same. Just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
It ain't all that.
Yeah.
But what you're doing is you're sinning.
Yeah.
And there's some of you that have had this man sleeping in the guest room. And you're like, Kim, I feel like terrible right now. I didn't come in this room to make you feel condemned, but convicted. Because when I tell you what God has showed me in my meetings, there's a deliverance that takes place, and I don't even have to lay hands on you. It is an attitude shift where you allow God to reveal the hidden places on the inside of you and things that have been plaguing you, generational curses that somebody should have taken care of in your life and it's been holding you back. All of a sudden, you are breaking those things off of you and not just breaking them, but destroying them. And that's what we're going to do in this room tonight. You have to make up your mind. Depression is not of God. Cancer is not of God. Lupus is not of God. Fibromyalgia is not of God. And God got off of the throne and onto the cross and said, for you, baby girl, it is finished. For where you're at right now, it is finished. You can decide tonight that I'm getting up and walking out of this depression. I'm walking out of this heartbreak. Some of you literally need to go control, alt, delete some people. That person that you keep stalking every day, that ain't no good for you. And watch what God is about to do in your life. So Father, over this place, I thank you for Tampa, Florida. God, I thank you that just like you have worked so quickly in my life, you're going to do that in this room. Because God, hurt people, but heal people, heal people. And you allowed every one of these women to come in this room tonight on purpose. And so, God, I pray right now, even the things that we have walked through, the molestation, 4 years old, our mama didn't believe us, and now we can't even be good wives and good friends because the enemy keeps taking us back to that soul tie. And we are so mad because nobody protected us. God, we know you had nothing to do with it. You give people free will. Oh, but you're going to use it. You're going to use us. As we get healed, you are going to use us in those areas. So, Father, right now, I pray that you soften our hearts. God, I thank you that in the next 30 days, women are going to be dropping weight. They didn't realize that it was stuff on the inside of them that they weren't confronting that was holding them back. Sickness is going to be healed off of our bodies. Marriages are going to be restored. Single women that have been praying, God, for their Boaz, God, you're going to bring them just like you did my Mark. So God, any woman in this place that needs to be adjusted, pick them up, God. Give them a softness. Get some vulnerability. Father, I thank you that you're giving us promotions we weren't even in line for. You're giving us book deals. There's books on the inside of us. Everybody has a story, but ours is a bestseller. I break off depression right now. If you are in this room and you say, Kim, I'm angry, I'm depressed, and I feel stuck. I just can't get ahead. It's like I see out from the water, but I can't get out. I can see the top, but I can't break free. If that is you in this place, I want you to stand up out of your seat. Just stand. And let me tell you why I'm doing this. I'm not doing this to embarrass you. But if you don't care that anybody sees that you're walking through something, then you're going to get healed. Because it's those secrets that keep us bound. I'm talking pastors, ministers in this room. Walking around broken. Yes. Y'all, in the last 2 years, what I've watched God do in my life, I couldn't have done in the last 17 years in my previous marriage. Because God started restoring time into my life. And that's what he's going to do to you. And every single person that I sat in that car and learned to preach from, I've preached for every single one of them. In the last 2 years. And that's what he's going to do in your life. I want to hear the testimonies. Those women that have had their husbands sleep in that guest room, Pastor. You can have the fingertip anointing. You can go home tonight When he's getting him some water to walk back up to his guest room, you can just walk by him. Just finger touch him. Just all of a sudden, like, ah! She just touched me. And your marriage will be shifted just like that, because men ain't like women, man. They forget. Why am I telling you that? Because I want you to know it ain't over until God says it's over. So here's what I want you to do. Is there anybody in here that don't know who Jesus is? You say, Kim, I'm backslidden. See, once you come to know Jesus, all things are passed away. And he lives down on the inside of you. And the same power that raised Jesus from the dead now lives on the inside of you. And you have the power. You don't have to wait for bishop. You don't have to wait for a prophet. You don't have to wait for your counselor. You can begin to go home tonight and lay hands on everything in that house. Open your door and tell the devil to get out, because this house is under new management. So if you say, Kim, I don't know who God is, but I want to. I want you to stand up. No, you just keep standing. I want all y'all to keep standing. But I don't want you to leave out of here not knowing Jesus. Because you need to know Jesus. So everybody in this room is saved. We'll praise him. Now for all of you ladies that are standing up, listen. I want you to lift your hands up to heaven as a surrender. Open your hands to that. And I want you to say, Father, forgive me for trying to play God. God, I don't want to walk around with this brokenness anymore. Lay hands on your mind. Come on, lay hands on your head. Lay hands on your mind. Say, mind, come under what God says about me. Renew my mind. Lord, the stress and worry committee that meets inside of my head every day, sit down and hush up. I'm walking out of this place free. And free indeed. I take back my peace. I take back my joy. I take back my sleep. I take back my mind. I take back my heart. I take back everything that the devil has stolen from me. And I say right now, Father, give me the courage to walk in your will, Father. Not my will, but your will. Take the limits off of my life, God. And I want you to just breathe out. And I want you to breathe in. I hear the Lord saying, you are so worthy. And when you walk out of this place, you listen to me. You used to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, worried. Tonight you're going to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. You're going to feel the presence of God. And it's going to be a process in the next 30 days. Ladies, you look at me and I want to hear the testimonies. When I tell you what God is about to unleash in your life, all he was waiting on was for you to get out of the way. You watch what God is about to do. I'm talking financial. There's some of you that are working 2 and 3 jobs and you can't make it. It's because you're walking around with a critical attitude, and critical attitudes bring forth poverty. So you watch what God's about to do. In the next 30 days. Y'all feel good up here? Y'all can be seated. Do y'all feel good or what? Even in the heat, we did all right. Now, I'm ADHD a little bit. Whole lot of H. And when anything's going on that makes me uncomfortable, I'm a little flighty and shiny ball syndrome. I'm like, but we did it tonight. And when you walk out of this place, Tampa's going to know that this place was here tonight. Because your jobs are going to be different. Your bosses are going to be different. You're going to have favor on your life like never before. So, yeah. So, thank you, Pastor, for letting me come. I want to do something really special for Pastor Sheep. Thank you. Take up an offering. And I just love what she's doing. I don't even know that you took up an offering tonight, did you? Okay, good. So she asked me if I would do this for her. And I have the biggest heart for homeless, broken women, battered women. I could have been homeless, and so could many of you. And so she has a cause that her destiny. And I want you to listen to what this her destiny is about for this offering. There's approximately 16,000 homeless people living in Tampa Bay. And 1 in 5 of them are children. There's a genuine need to access to safe and clean shower facilities, to have a hot shower, shave, brush your teeth, and access fresh clothing. Many homeless women struggle to even afford feminine hygiene. So what do we in this room want to do before we leave? And I want you to really listen to God and ask Him, what do you want me to do? Some of you cannot take Starbucks for a month. Give $20. Give $50. Some of you have some money that you've been saving up to go get you a pair of Louboutins or a Gucci bag or a Michael Kors. And you can write that check tonight for the homeless people that don't have a home. What do we want to do with this offering tonight? We want to provide practical, safe, and hygienic services to homeless men, women, and children across Tampa Bay. Every week, her ministry, her destiny, will visit multiple locations across Tampa Bay to give easy access for those in our community who would otherwise have no opportunity. This unit will also provide access to clean clothes. And what I love about this, they need $15,000 for one of these units, and it's got 4 showers and changing rooms. And what they're going to be able to do is they're going to be able to take these. I don't know about you, but tonight coming to work, we had a little guy trying to take money, wanting money from us, and he's just, his hair's wet and he's hot. And so just a shower to them will be awesome. So tonight, I want you to think about this. Tonight, her destiny. Our cause for this conference is for all of you women that have walked through divorce. You've lost everything, and you had somebody there to support you. There are a lot that don't. I have millions of people on my Facebook that live in their, hundreds of them live in their car trying to start all over again. And they would love to have a shower. So I want you to give, and there's different ways you can give. You can lift up your hand if you would like to give. We would like to give you an envelope, because let me tell you why we want to give you an envelope. Because at the end of the year, we get to give you a tax write-off. And every tax write-off that we can get is awesome. So you can get a tax write-off. So I want you to hold your hand up, and you can give that way.